My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Today's the show where we get PSL players to take us on a trip down memory lane. On today's show, we've got SuperSport United defender Onesmo Basera. He's a Zimbabwean veteran left back whose career started all the way back when Tembisa Classic became Maritzburg United. And since then, he's played for Kaizer Chiefs, Bidvest Wits, and even SuperSport United in the PSL. And in between all of that, Plymouth Argyle in the English League 1 and 2. He takes us all the way back to when it all started and gives us details on his journey to and through the Castle, APSA, and now DStv Premiership. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is My Starter Pack.
My first live football experience.
It's been long, you know, but yeah, of course it was a big deal, you know, for me attending, you know, a football match. You know, something which is, you know, a kid, you know, every kid always wanted to do to attend. I think I attended the football match, which was in my city in Ntare, which was, I think it was a big team. By then it was Tanganda, you know, Tanganda United. It was playing, was it Caps United? So, yeah, it was, I think I attended with my daddy.
My first favorite teams.
My first favorite team, it was, you know, it was a big thing, you know, it's home, you know. Tanganda was the big team in our, you know, in my home, you know, in my home city. So yeah, it was supporting, you know, Tanganda before the Dynamos and the Caps United, back in Zim.
My first time watching international football.
My first experience of watching international, you know, was obviously, you know, you know, when you were young and we were watching this thing, but, you know, my first one, you know, to understand what was really happening. I remember when you watched, you remember that one, South Africa against Zimbabwe, when they were, you know, it didn't end up well, you know, when they were, you know, fireworks, when they were, you know, what you call the police watch, when people ended up dying in National Sports Stadium. I think you remember that game. It was in... Yeah, that was the one, you know, it was, you know, but it didn't end up. It was very, you know... a good match, but, you know, it didn't end up well because of the events, what happened on the day, the riot and, you know, and everything. After Sean Barkley, it was Sean Barkley scored that, you know, that goal, you know, against Zimbabwe.
My favorite player?
Growing up, you know, obviously my favorite player was Roberto Carlos. It was Roberto Carlos because of, you know, obviously his work rate and obviously, you know, the type of player he was. And when he stopped playing, you know, I was also, you know, supporting Evra, you know, because of the type of play he was, you know, and the work rate and what he was adding to the team. And yeah, so those were, you know, it's also the position which I was playing by then. And because back then I was playing also defensive midfield, yeah. But I remember I was converted when we were playing. Was it national team under 20s and under 23s? That's, you know, they converted me to fullback.
My first academy.
Now, of course, I started playing school. Then I went through academy from my hometown, which was in Ntare. Then I had to move to Harare. You know, where I went, I joined the academy, which was Agatha Shenek Soccer Academy. No, you know, it was a very good opportunity for me, you know, from where I was coming from, you know, to go to the academy. It was, and by then, you know, I think it was a very good stepstone because I just recently lost my father. You know, when the news came, I was just coming from burying my father, so, you know, then, you know, I had to go for certain trials to the academy. Then yeah, they enrolled me. Then I was in.
My first professional coach.
Oh, you know, in academy there were a couple of coaches, but you know, the main coach, the one coach I was working with, was Mike Mazwanyika. It was Mike Mazwanyika, but then, you know, he was the main coach. I think the head coach of the, you know, the whole setup, you know. He's the one which I was working with more, and he was a very good coach, you know. He managed to, you know, groom us, you know, grow up to get to understand the game better. You know, by then it was more of, you know, enjoying, you know, it was more of enjoying this thing like a kid in the park and also starting to understand, you know, the certain aspects of the game. Yeah.
My transfer to the PSL.
No, they actually, you know, what happened, I came to Tembisa Classic first. I was at Tembisa Classic to move to Maritzburg. That's when we moved to Maritzburg, when they saw the franchise. We were already in PSA. Yeah, you know, we played the Tembisa Classic and we played in Vela. Then we got promoted to PSA. Then they saw the franchise to Maritzburg. They saw it to Maritzburg. Then, yeah, that's when I moved to Maritzburg. Yeah, Sadomba. I was with Sadomba at Classic. We came together. We came together with Sadomba, with Edo Sadomba from Classic. And when the team got promoted, we were together with Sadomba. Then when they saw the franchise, we had to move also to Durban, to KZN. Yeah.
My Kaizer Chiefs debut.
Of course, you know, it was a big thing, to also to happen in your career. You know, Kaizer Chiefs, a team like Kaizer Chiefs, the big team. You know, and you're playing, you know, it's a sold out and everyone with the supporters, you know, and it will be a little bit of, you know, a little bit of nerve, yeah, now, but, you know, the moment you get in and get, you know, get going, you know, everything will settle down, then, you know, you do your thing. Of course, you get maybe, you know, but, you know, the moment you start doing your thing and you get some 1, 2, 3 touches, then you get settled and, you know, get used to the atmosphere, get used to the, you know, so the fans get used to, you know, again, playing with the big, you know, the big players surrounded. You know, it was easy to fit in because it was surrounded with the likes of, you know, Cyril Ndama, Fabian McCarthy. I was playing with Cyril, Fabian McCarthy at the back, Jimmy Tau, and Derek Spencer and Tinashe. So it was, you know, it was easy to fit in, and also Machine Etrigo, but then, you know, he he's the guy who likes the youngsters, you know, he would, you know, introduce you very well and, you know, talk to you to make you feel very comfortable, to make you feel easy, to make you feel settled down and just say, my boy, go out there and, you know, you do your best. I know what you're capable of. Just go and show it out there.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
My generation, or I'd like to say, in my generation, of course, I'm a big fan of CR7. Hi, my name is Onesimo Pacera from SuperSport United, defender, and this is my 10 quick fire questions.
Question number one: who is the funniest guy in the PSL that you've played with?
Shaquem Mutale.
Who is the worst dressed?
Who is the worst dressed? It was Richard Boateng, yeah.
What do you think is the worst mistake you've made in a match?
I think scored an on goal. It was against Huddersfield.
Oh, when you were playing for Plymouth Argyle.
Yeah.
If you were to ask anybody at SuperSport United to go out for a beer, who would you call?
Rusike.
Currently, what is your favorite footballing memory?
It was recently when we, you know, when we won MTN.
All right. What is the best goal either you've scored or a teammate has scored while you were on the field?
My best goal was the best goal I scored. It was actually also on the goal of the year in Europe, was when we were playing against, after when I scored that goal, that's when also on the same day I scored the own goal. Funny enough.
Eish, the highs and lows of football.
I'm telling you, on the day I scored that cracker, and then I went on to score own goals.
Eish. All right.
Yeah.
Next question. What is your favorite car at the moment?
The Lambo, the SUV one.
If I were to go to your hometown in Zimbabwe and order some food, what do you suggest that I try?
To order some food. Me, I love my pap. So
yeah.
Me, I love my pap and, you know, in any meat. So I'll say go for a pap and, you know, meat and shakalaka and, you know, yeah. And your bright thing.
And then last but not least, what is your favorite holiday destination?
Favorite holiday destination has got to be Makino.
When last did you visit?
It's been a while now. It's been a while because the last I went to, I didn't go there. I wanted to go, plan to go there, but I didn't. I ended up going to Mauritius. But yeah, it's been a while since I went there.
My Startup Pack is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by myself, Slu Paho. It is edited by Simon Strella, and the graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni. Only on the SL Podcast, brought to you by Soccer La Doom.